We've got a few more people trickling in, but we're going to go ahead and begin. Thank you, first of all, for being here today. My name is Lieutenant Mike Peterson. I work for the Cache County Sheriff's Office. I'll be kind of conducting today's press conference. With us today, we have Chief Travis Allen of the Smithfield Police Department, T-R-A-V-I-S-A-L-L-E-N. Next to him, Cache County Attorney James Swink, J-A-M-E-S-S-W-I-N-K. And Jill Parker, next to James, J-I-L-L-P-A-R-K-E-R. She's with the Cache County Victims Advocate Group and is a spokesman for the family today. Also with us is Sheriff D. Chad Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N on the last name. He will not be giving a statement today, but he will be here for clarifying questions if needed. As we proceed today, we appreciate you being here. Understand this is still very much an active investigation. There's still details being processed, there's still things happening on the law enforcement end. So we're in a situation where we're not going to be able to share a lot of details. We believe we've prepared statements that will give the community the opportunity to know what we've been doing for the last week as law enforcement and working together with other resources. But more details are going to have to come out through the juvenile court process because we are dealing with individuals under the age of 18. So today's order will be Chief Travis Allen will give a statement first. After him, County Attorney James Swink and Jill Parker will end with a statement from the family, and we'll go to there.
Let me express my appreciation to all of you for joining us today and for your patience as we have conducted this important investigation. This case started about 12:45 a.m. on Friday, February 17, 2017. When officers from the Smithfield City Police Department were dispatched to a medical-related incident on the east side of Smithfield. The first officers on scene made contact with two individuals who had located a 14-year-old female identified as Desiree Turner. Desiree was found lying in a canal, semi-unconscious. Desiree was left alone and injured at that location where she was eventually found. Officers quickly realized that Desiree was the focus of an overdue juvenile report being investigated by the Cache County Sheriff's Office. Desiree's family reported her missing when she failed to return home from school later that day. The individuals who located Desiree were friends of the family who were assisting in locating her. Information gathered from cell phone signals during the Sheriff's Office investigation led those looking for her to the general area where she was found. Desiree was transported by ambulance to a Logan area hospital. Once there, it was discovered that she was gravely injured. Desiree was stabilized and transported by medical helicopter to a Salt Lake area hospital for additional treatment. Further medical evaluation revealed that Desiree had suffered a gunshot wound to the head. This information started a large-scale investigation into the circumstances surrounding Desiree's condition. The investigation process began with officers continuing to seal off the area where she was found. Evidence technicians were brought in to process the scene. They were quickly able to determine that there appeared to be at least one other person in the same area at what they believed to be the same time frame. Investigators started identifying and contacting friends and acquaintances of Desiree. Numerous interviews took place on Friday, February 17th. Information gathered during these interviews revealed to us where Desiree had been during the day and accounted for the people with whom she had been in contact with. Two 16-year-old males were identified as significant people of interest. Investigators have served multiple search warrants and recovered key evidence. Items that have been seized include the handgun believed to be involved in the shooting, much of Desiree's personal belongings, including her cell phone and other corroborating evidence. All the facts obtained through the investigation have led to the arrest of two male suspects. I want to take this opportunity to recognize the men and women from all the law enforcement agencies who have worked tirelessly over the past week to answer the questions surrounding this case. My agency has received support from the Cache County Sheriff's Office, the Logan City Police Department, the North Park Police Department, the State of Utah Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and the Cache County Attorney's Office. There have been well over 500 man hours dedicated to this investigation up to this point. We still have more work to do on this investigation, however. The cooperation between agencies is second to none and has resulted in a timely identification and apprehension of those believed to be involved. I thank each person who has played an individual role in this investigation. We are mindful of Desiree and her family. All of our efforts have been in their behalf. We know the Turner family has a long road ahead of them, and we wish them all the best. We are mindful as well of the families of the suspects in this case. They have been very cooperative, and they too are suffering. I would ask that the media be respectful to the victim and the families at this time. There is no threat to the public at this time. I will now turn this time over to our Cache County attorney, James Swink, who will speak further regarding this.
Thank you, Chief Allen. First of all, I want to recognize the victim in this case, Desiree, and her family, and our hearts and our prayers and thoughts go out to her. I appreciate the intensive investigation that's been undertaken. I've never seen any cooperation quite like that, where these agencies came together, and they came together in the interest of Desiree and trying to help her and find out what had happened to her. And I commend law enforcement and all those agencies that Chief Allen just stated, and we appreciate their help. We live in a wonderful community with wonderful law enforcement officers that have the interest of the public deep in their heart, and we appreciate their work on this case. I haven't seen anything like this case in the 18 years that I've worked for Cache County. I appreciate the work that was done, as I just mentioned, by law enforcement officers. It weighs heavy upon us in law enforcement to be involved in a case like this. As we have received the evidence which has been forthcoming, and we understand that, and you understand that this investigation is ongoing, we've received enough information to prepare an information that will be filed by the closing hours of business today. In that, we have charges against two 16-year-old juveniles, and those charges include one count of aggravated attempted murder, a count of aggravated robbery, and four counts of obstructing justice. We plan on proceeding in juvenile court. We anticipate there being an arraignment pretrial in the morning in the First District Juvenile Court. At that time, we plan to proceed under the Serious Youth Offender Act. Because of the serious nature of this offense, we are filing an information and seeking these charges to go to the First District Court. We anticipate that this will occur within the next 30 days. Rule states that it needs to be done in 10 days, but there may be a continuance of up to 30 days. So that's the timeline of this getting before the juvenile court and the state presenting the evidence to support the allegations that are stated in the information. We appreciate Jill Parker, who is representing the family, being here today, and she has a brief statement that she's going to share on behalf of the victims.
On behalf of the Turner family, we want to thank law enforcement, the medical team that are caring for Desiree, and for all of the support, prayers, assistance from our community in this time of need. We know that our Father in heaven is watching over her, and all of us have been touched by her. We know that he hears and answers prayers, and we can see his hand at work as Desiree continues to make progress. We ask that you continue to respect our privacy at this time. Thank you.
This is still an active investigation, which we are following up on all leads, so we can't clarify on anything at that point, or this point.
Did she know the boys previously?
Like I said, we're still looking into that and her relationship with anybody that she might have had contact with that day.
Is there evidence that that gunshot wound was sustained?
Did anyone involved here?
Yes, I can say that this has kind of shaken up our citizens and our community because, like Attorney Swink said, we haven't seen things like this before.
Is there any evidence, and you may have mentioned this, of links to other...
As far as I know, we have not discovered any links, but we, like I said, are still following up on all leads that are coming into the police department.
Can you say more about the 16-year-old?
Desiree is currently in critical condition. She's in a medical-induced coma, and she is in the fight of her life right now.
It's brought up about these are kids that are involved in this incident in our community. Desiree did go to a North End Valley school. We've got extra school resource officers at both North Cache and Skyview High School, and the school has taken some great steps to make sure the kids at that school are very well taken care of with counselors and things on site at the school to take care of the kids that she knew and the kids that she goes to school with.
That is correct. That is our intent.
How this is going to work? The ultimate goal is to charge them, you know, so they can be charged more seriously, correct?
Yeah. We're proceeding under 78A6702, and I'll keep it in layman's terms. That's probably not helpful starting out with a code. But what will happen is we file an information in juvenile court. Upon receiving that, the juvenile court will set an arraignment pretrial, and at that arraignment pretrial, where those who have been charged will be present, the judge will then set a hearing, much like a preliminary hearing or a probable cause hearing. The state will have the burden of going forward at that time, and that's within the next 30 days. We hope it. We're prepared to go today if we need to. We hope it goes sooner than later, but it will be no later than 30 days by rule, and that's what we anticipate occurring. We'll put on evidence that a crime was committed, and we'll put on the evidence that these two committed that crime, the crimes I have detailed, those six charges. At that point in time, the judge can then bind it over to district court to be heard in the district court. And that's what we're seeking under.
Do you feel this is serious enough already, just from what you have so far?
Yes, sir. And by statute, it is considered a serious offense. It's under the serious youth offender. It's one of the most serious offenses that we have in code, and we're proceeding in that light that we will take it to the district court.
James, will each boy be facing the?
Good question. Each of the juveniles will be charged with those six crimes as I detailed. Aggravated attempted murder, aggravated robbery, and four counts of obstructing justice.
Established a phone number that you can call if you need those things. That phone number is area code 435-535-1452. Again, 435-535-1452.